And in England, there's still a feeling of disbelief about riots that swept the country last week. The courts are processing the paperwork for almost 3,000 arrests, people charged with looting, violence, and arson. As the residents of Britain struggle to understand what sparked the unrest, tensions are flaring between senior police and political leaders over law enforcement's response to the violence. From London, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The rioting first kicked off in largely poor, downtrodden sections of London, but the unrest quickly spread to white parts of Salford and Manchester and middle-class sections of the capital, such as the leafy West London suburb of Ealing. British writer Diron Adebayo.
You know, initially it may have been seen as, you know, black youths and kind of, oh, black youths, you know what they're like, they're aggressive, they're criminals. But the first day that the rioters were, you know, put up in for a court appearance, those who'd been arrested, you know, they numbered amongst them a, you know, social worker, a university graduate, a graphic designer.
In some ways, the racial and economic diversity of the rioters has made it harder for Britons to come to grips with why the riots erupted and why they were so fierce, sudden, and widespread. Ash Cook lives around the corner from where a fellow suburban Ealing resident was beaten to death by rioters. Flowers pile up where 68-year-old Richard Mannington Bowes died while trying to stop looters from setting a store on fire. One card pinned to a bouquet of roses says, "Rest in peace, knowing these savages will pay." Cook says she's still reeling from the spasm of violence in her normally quiet suburb.
It's always been peaceful family suburb. Prosperous, it's good schools, good neighborhood. So it's just completely shocking for all of us.
But just a few minutes away, deeper into Ealing, electrician's apprentice Kokra Egan, a 22-year-old black man, says he's not surprised at all by the violence.
And it's going to happen again with the spending cuts. Guarantee it. People are going to be pushed. It's all more to come. This is just the start.
Egan says the riots may have awakened the other Britain, that too many people economically, in his words, are pressured and pressed every day.
When the people's voice doesn't get heard, the only way to hear it is riots, and that's what happens. Like I said, I don't agree with it, but there's lots of unrest. It took all of this for people to have a look and see, like, this is what's happening. People are struggling out here, there's lots of poverty, and people just need to talk.
But so far, the main talk has been sniping between politicians and police over tactics, money, the way forward, and who gets credit for bringing the violence under control. On Sunday, Britain's Home Secretary, Theresa May, seemed to suggest it was politicians, not the police, who pushed for a swift change in tactics.
What we needed to see was the police actually dispersing gangs earlier, moving in on the gangs, stopping some of the scenes that we'd seen where people, in the eyes of the public, appeared to be getting away with criminal activity.
Prime Minister David Cameron this weekend said the UK hasn't talked the language of zero tolerance enough and said the riots were definitely going to change things. Ealing resident 29-year-old M. Singjiv Singh agrees it's time for a new, tougher police approach.
Well, they stand around doing nothing and they didn't really control the crowds. They should have just gone out there and beat them with sticks. They're talking about putting in a curfew. Why didn't they? The rioters had no sense of consequence. They'd done it, they were getting no response, so they carried on going.
But police officials are complaining of mixed messages from the public and politicians. The acting head of the London Police, Tim Godwin, spoke of inconsistency from government ministers, given their past criticism over alleged heavy-handed police tactics during street protests. Police are also angry that Cameron moved quickly to hire former New York and Los Angeles Police Chief William Bratton, a pioneer in the zero-tolerance police approach, as an anti-crime and anti-gang consultant. The head of the British Association of Chief Police Officers, Sir Hugh Orde, questioned the move, saying the culture and style of policing in the U.S. and the levels of violence are fundamentally different from here. Senior police union official Paul Deller added, quote, "America polices by force. We don't want to do that in this country." Eric Westervelt, NPR News, London.